Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The nation's chief medical officer says now is the time to remove mandatory COVID isolation. From October 14, the five-day at-home rule will be gone, as will the pandemic leave payments, with exceptions for those in high-risk settings. But Professor Paul Kelly says the changes announced this morning can be tweaked if needed.
This is a context-specific and timing-specific set of recommendations. We are in a very low transmission phase of the pandemic. Does not in any way suggest that the pandemic is finished.
The suspect in a fatal shooting in our northern suburbs remains on the run this afternoon. Homicide detectives calling for anyone with CCTV or dash cam vision taken yesterday afternoon between 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. on Sydney Road in Nangarra to call Crime Stoppers. Overseas, parts of the coastline along Florida resemble a war zone, with debris and damage scattered across the state. Follows the Category 4 Hurricane Ian, dozens of people now missing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's hard to describe the scene.
You know, some of the damage was, almost indescribable. To see a house just sitting in the middle of Estero Bay, literally was have gotten picked up, flown because of the massive wind speed and the storm surge, and deposited in a body of water.
And WA's retail giants have decided to have a glitter-free Christmas this year. Both Woolworths and Big W opting to axe glitter from all of their stores as they continue to move away from plastics. In sport, Brad Scott has stepped out publicly for the first time since being appointed as the new coach of Essendon. The former North Melbourne mentor joining the Bombers on a four-year deal. President David Barron believes it's a clean slate for the club.
New coach, we'll have a new CEO. This is a real chance for renewal at this football club, about resetting. This is about the long term too. This is about resetting the culture in this football club for the long term.
Jordan De Goey has signed a new five-year deal to stay with Collingwood, while Carl Amon has left Port Adelaide. He signed up with Hawthorn.